Today's daf in Masechet Benachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Tzadi Aleph, and we're holding at the words Omar Mar, right near the top. So, yesterday we went through the opening psukim, actually we went through almost all the psukim, in the parsha of the Nesachim in Shlach, and we were medayik every single word, and one of the things that we said over there, right at the beginning, is it says, yes, that it should be an Eula or a Zevach. And we understood that to mean an Eula or a Shlomi. But how do we know that we include a Todah? And we said, we know that from the word O that's put before the word Zevach. So we said, Ola O Zevach. Eula is the Eula. Zevach is a Shlomi. And an O Zevach is a Todah. I don't understand why we need an extra Riboy for a Todah. A Taida is a kind of Zevach, isn't it? I mean, what's the point? Otu Taida love Zevach who? I mean, it is, we said that Zevach should include anything. So the same way that it includes a Shlomim, it includes a Toda. It's true. I'll tell you why I would have thought that maybe the Taida is different. Because I would have thought, look, the Torah's got a number of ancillary issues that come together with korbanos, correct? Okay, so one of these ancillary issues is that when you bring an animal, the Torah wants you to be bringing agricultural products, general agricultural products, together with your animals. That's what seems to be clear. So if I need to bring a korban mincha and a sachem with yayin, so the Torah is interested in my bringing things like oil, wine and flour and grains of different types with various korbanos. Now, the thing is that a Todah comes with a built-in requirement for those products. Why? Because when I bring my korban Todah, I have to bring arba'im lechem. So I would have thought, okay, I'm already yotze, the additional expansion into the general agriculture that every korban demands. This is a fascinating Gemara because it's taking for granted. This is an amazing hava. I mean, if this isn't a fundamental way of looking at korbanos, that just because a Todah has lach meteda, it shouldn't need nesachim. Wah, wah, wah. So obviously the point over here is the Gemara is taking for granted the interrelationship of the various components of korbanos. And looking at it from that point of view, the Taida already has its extra components that satisfy the requirements of the Mizbeach for things that come from the field in general. So we've got lots of oil that's come along over there, and we've got lots of solet that's coming along without any need for additional nesachim with their mincha and with their wine. Why do we need it for? So, so because it has its own lechem, why would it need additionally nisachim? Wait a minute. And what about an el nazir? An el nazir comes together with lechem, and the el nazir does require nisachim, even though, I mean, it says that beferish in the parsha of the el nazir. So I don't get it. Why is it over there we should say the Torah is not satisfied with the lechem, so why would it be satisfied with the lechem but the Todah? Well, I might have thought, there's only two types of lechem that's brought. Remember, with the Todah, we've got four different types of lechem. And with the El Nazir, we only have the Rekikin and the Revucha, but why, and the Chalais, why in the world do we not bring all of them? So it's obviously limited in some way, but if we get all of the different types, so then maybe if you have arba minim, that would satisfy the full range of requirements that the Torah has of bringing things with the korbanos, and therefore don't bring the sukkah with the Todah. That's why we need the extra O, kamash malan, that even the Todah needs nesachim. Okay, now let me ask you something else. Why do we have these different variables? If you would have just written the words, the fale neder o benedava, and then we would have said, any korban that is brought beneder o benedava requires Nisachim. So then that would have automatically included an Oila, wouldn't it? Because an Oila is brought from Neder ben Adava. So you should leave out that part, just put in the Fale Neder o ben Adava, and that should already make it a lot easier to handle the sugya, because by introducing four different variables, you're really confusing us. Let's just have three variables and not the type of korban. Because if you would have said lefale neder, oben adava, I would have said, okay, great. That includes all of things that you know anyway. It would have included the shlamim, and it would have included the teida, and it would have included the oila. Why do we need the oila if you're telling me that there is anyway a chiyuv for anything brought with a neder? I'll tell you why. Because if you wouldn't have said oila, here's how I would have understood the pasuk. I would have recognized that this pasuk actually is a klal prat uklal. Here's how I would have read the pasuk. V'asitem ishel Hashem. Okay, that's like we thought. That's like a general statement. Any ishel Hashem. Okay, that's a klal. Then you would have said lefale neder oben adava. Okay, so then that's a prat. And then at the end, when it says la sod reach nichoach, that's a klal at the end. Now, this is a klal prat uklal. Okay, so how would I have understood the klal prat uklal? I would have said klal prat uklal liatatan elakein prat maha prat mefurash davar she'eno ba'al chet. Just like we're talking about something that has to be brought ben neder ben adava, and is therefore never brought as a kapora for chet, which is never brought as a neder nedava, of course, she'en ba'al chet. So therefore, only those things that are not brought for chata'im, which excludes a chatas and an asha, because chatas and an asha are brought on chet. But I would still include a bechor and a meiser and a pesach, because look, you're not limited to, if it's a klal prat or klal, remember, it's being marbe more than the cases that are mentioned. In which case, the klal at the end is coming to be marbe even a bechor, a meiser, and pesach. Because, after all, it is similar to the prat. It's ein bein halchet. That's why I'd have to say oila, to tell me that we're including over here oila to exclude anything that is a chiyuv. It has to be similar now to the oila. So even things that are not brought for a kapara, that extra word, oila, tells me just like the prat now includes not only neder nedava, but also oila. So just like it's completely a something that's up to me to bring, it's voluntary totally, only something voluntary has a need to bring the sochim. Is a Bechor voluntary? No. Meiser? No. Pesach? No. So those chiyuvim are not included. So that means there's two different things. We've got two pratim. One of them is the oben adava, beneder oben adava. That means not for a chet. But then by adding oila, it means not as a chiyuv, which means that it's not over here brought even of the any of the other chiyuv. Okay, so explain to me now. All right, now you're telling me, hold on a second here. You created a whole new issue over here by making it a klal prat uklal, right? Now you're saying it says oila, but now you have to tell me what this new klal prat uklal. You didn't explain that before. What exactly is the ribui of the klal prat uklal? If the word oila itself would have meant not a bechor and not a meiser, so now I'm not learning anything from the klal prat uklal. You made this whole big deal of a klal prat uklal, and it doesn't teach me a darn thing, because I would have known all of those halachas just based on what it says. Oila is coming to be mamayet, those things that I cannot bring with the neder v'nedava, and we have our, the fale neder v'nedava is anything I can't bring v'neder v'nedava, and oila is coming to exclude anything that's brought as a chiyuv. So then, what am I learning from the klal prat uklal at all? Hashadichtiv ola. So then, what's the klal prat uklal for? The klal prat, mamar bipe. You didn't add anything. Well, no, I do add something. I'll tell you. because the prat, namely the eula in this case, is mefurash, that it is not something that you were already chayev from before. So when it says as an eula, you're not talking about an eula that you have a chayev to bring. So that would be true about anything. Kol she'eno mechayev va'omed. So now, let me ask you something. What are all the dinim of things that you were mechayev? Let's say you had an animal and it had a vlad. Okay, so vladas kachim are going to be brought also as a carbon. So let's say you have a shlamim that has a child. You have to bring that. Do you bring the sachim with it or not? You can't include that by saying neder and adava because you never made a neder or an adava to bring that particular animal. So therefore comes along the klal prat uklal to say that even they are included because they are similar to the prat in that you don't have a chiyuv to bring them. So you have a very important limud, let's say a tmura. A tmura, what's the din of the tmura that you're mechuyev to bring that should be kodesh kamohu? Or let's say you have an eula that's bo min ha-motarot. We said that whenever we have those extra motarot, they go for an eula, which is a kayetza mizbeach. Do I bring a nisachim with that or not? I mean, they are not similar to the stam eula. I'm only going to be marba them because of the klal prat uklal. How about a korban asham where, let's say, the owner was mischaper with another asham. So what do? We wait for it to get a mum. If we put it out to the field to get a mum, now halacha was that an asham that is nitek l'ra'iya, once I set it aside, in the case in the asham, remember, is wherever a korban chatas is supposed to be a mesa, for the asham, the din is it should be roya. Okay, we wait until it gets a mum, we sell it, and then we use it for kayetza mizbeah. Do we bring a nisachim with that or not? If it wouldn't be for the klal prat uklal, I would have no basis for saying that you have to bring nisachim. What about zvachim that you weren't yotzei your neder with because they were brought shelo lishman? Do I bring nisachim with them? This klal prat uklal comes to tell me all of those halachas, that in all of such cases where it's not the fale neder and it's not nedava, since it's an expansion of the din of the eula, that they read nisachim. Okay, so let me ask you something. The word o, you said I darshan to make it optional to bring either the behema or, either the bakar or the tzom, right? So we need that o to tell me something. That was according to Rabbi Yonatan. So now, if that's the case, why don't I darshan the O that comes in lefale neder O b'nedava? Why do I need O for a nedava and to tell me that what? That it doesn't have to be both? I mean, how exactly would it be both? Why do we need O b'neder O b'nedava? Well, yes, actually, I do. Because if I wouldn't have had it, so it's chsakadei tramina, Adamaite, neder and adava. I would think that ein hachinami, if you don't bring both a neder and an adava, you don't need to bring nisachim. And the Torah only was telling you that if you bring both a carbon as a neder and a carbon as an adava, then you bring nisachim. Kamash balan, that if you bring just a neder or just an adava, daite neder lechude, you need nisachim. If you bring just an adava lechude, you like to nisach him. So every one of these variables has to also have an O, because otherwise I would have said that, yes, it's true, the variable of whether it's an Eula or a Shlamim could be either or the variable of it's a Bokar or a Tzon can be either or, but how do I know the variable if it's a Neder or a Nedava can be either or? So every one of these is going to require an O. So now we have an O to tell me whether you're talking about a Bokar or Tzon, and we have an O to tell me whether you're talking about the Neder or Nedava. Yeah, but wait a minute. That's only true according to Rabbi Yoshia, remember? Because Rabbi Yoshia says you need always to have an O, because if it just says a V, then I would have said that you need to do both. Okay, but Rabbi Yonatan doesn't hold that. Rabbi Yonatan says wherever it says and, it means and slash or. So what's the point of writing or if it automatically would mean and slash or? Ah, I'll tell you, I might have thought this is special. Because Sa'akadai Tramina, I might have thought that if you bring a neder, you need nesachim. And if you bring a nedava, you need nesachim. What if you bring a neder and a nedava? How about that? You need nesachim. How many? That's the question. So if you would bring a neder and a nedava, that is a set. It's a set of one nesachim. How do I know that either one is enough to be machayev of you? So if you bring both a neder and a nedava, maybe tiskei b'nesachim dechad. But where do I see, even according to Rabbi Yonatan, that I would need two separate ones if I bring both? What a chap. So now I need to know that it does not mean a set, because even according to Rabbi Yonatan, it means either or. Great. Okay. Either and or, right? So it's either and or, but it's also and or. So if you bring both and you brought an and or, then you bring one nesachim. That's all that it says. So therefore it has to say beferish specifically or that each one of these acts as a chiyuv, a separate chiyuv for this particular variable. Now, obviously, we're going to have to go through that on every one of these variables, which is going to explain a lot of the other psukim. So let's take a look at the rest of it. Okay. We also had, remember, not only neder o nedava, we also had o stated in terms of the moadechem. Now, you remember that the moadechem was there in order to teach me that even though those things are a chiyuv, and when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring a korban re'iyah, but since it's a chiyuv of moadechem, therefore it's going to be mechayev, right? So why is that? O b'moadechem lomali. Ah, because if it wouldn't have said the O b'moadechem, including an O, I might have thought that Sa'akadat Raminah Hanimila Dekot Ma'isei Oila Bineder, Ushlamim Binedava. I might have thought that, yes, we've established that you need separate Nesachim where you bring either an Oila as a Neder or an Oila as an Adava. I understand that. You need each one separately. But maybe the only reason that you have each one separately is because it was also the other variable separately. So in other words, you bring an Oila as a Neder, okay, together with a Shlamim as an Adava. So then you have two variables that are different. The reason that it's being brought, either as a Neder or an Adava, that was one variable, and the type of carbon it is. Is it an Oila or a Shlamim? That's a different variable. So if you have both variables are different, you have an Oila as a Neder, a Shlamim as an Adava, or vice versa. Fine, but how about if you're bringing both an Oila and a Shlamim as a Neder, or both an Oila and a Shlamim as an Adava? So then maybe that is one Neder. It's a big Neder, but it's still just one Neder, or it's a big Nedava, but it's just one Nedava. So the Shem Neder is Echad. The Shem Nedava is Achas. And therefore, this should be a single set that would only need Nesachim for one type. So if we said or, this or, the O, B'Neder or B'Nedava, that would only tell me that if you're bringing Nesachim for a Neder, that won't help you to cover a Nedava, or vice versa. But it does not tell me that you can't use the same set of a neder to cover however big the neder is, or the same nedava to cover however big the nedava is. Therefore, tiskele ben azachim techad. That's why the Torah uses the or The extra obemoadechem, that is coming to tell me, because after all, moadechem refers to different things. We learned it before. It covers Eloisria, and it covers Shlomim, of the Shlomim of the Chagiga. And therefore, you see over here that the O is telling me that different types of korbanos, even that are brought on the Moadechem, are not considered to be one set. And each one of them requires their own korban nesachim. Okay, so this teaches us that you don't look at the types as being broader sets. Okay, now what do I need afterwards for the pasuk that was at Chamishi to say, V'chita sev en bakar ola ozavach? That's completely repetitious. What are you adding with that? Yitzchak, I might have thought that the din of needing separate nesachim for every single korban is davka hanimili echda kamaisa oila ushlamim beneder, or oila vishlamim benedava. So I might have thought where you're bringing an oila and a shlamim, because you said we had different korbanas, are mechayev you in separate nesachim. Okay, so you bring separate korbanas, either as a neder or as an adava, but let's say you only have the difference in one variable. Yet that I understand. How about if you would bring two oilets and you have the difference in only one variable, which is one is a neder and one is an adava, but both of them are the same type of carbon? Or you could bring two shlamim. Both are the same type of carbon. One is neder and one is nadava. Now, I understand that you talked about before if it's different animals, but how about if it's the same korban? And the idea over there would be, you said, if it's different types of chiyuvim, neder or nadava, but maybe that's only if it was neder and nadava and also oila v'shlamim. How about if it would be two shlamim, one beneder, one benedava, or two oilais, one beneder, benedava? I might still have thought that the variable of the name of the carbon is sufficient to create a single set, which would be enough to be yotze with one nesachim, because shame shlamim is one shame. So it's one set, where shame oila is overpowering. And even though it's true that one's a neder and one is a nadava, that's not enough to overwhelm the fact that you have a single similar variable in the nature of what the carbon is, and therefore it might be enough for tiskele ben esachim dechad. Therefore, we need to know that one set of variables does not overwhelm the O of a different set of variables. So whether the difference would be in the name of the carbon, Ola or Shlomi, or whether the difference is in the type of the chiyev, beneda or benedava, in all cases, any variable is sufficient to be mechayev as separate nesachim. All right. So now you explain to me the O that comes to tell me the difference between the variables at the beginning. But remember that I pointed out to you how strange the pasuk is in that pasuk in Chamishi, where it says not lefali neder or nedava, and instead it says lefali neder or shalomim. How does that add up? Ah, I'll tell you. I might have thought, Salka de Dramina, Hani, Mile, Hecha de Maite, Ste Olot, Choda Beneder, the Choda Benedova. The halacha of bringing separate Nesachim for every korban is only true in a case where you're bringing one Neder, one Nedova, but it's two of the same type of carbon. So it's two olas. Okay. One neder, one adava. I understand that you are chayev for every single type, whether it's a neder or an adava. Or let's say you're bringing two shlomi. One as a neder, one as an adava. But how about if you overwhelm with the actual bringing the carbon as the same carbon in the same basis of the carbon? So let's say you bring two olas, both of them with a neder, or two olos, both of them with an adava, or two shlamim, both of them with a neder, or two shlamim as an adava. So I would say, okay, so over here you have one set of olos, one set of nedarim, so that's one set of nesachim, because you've put together both variables and you've made them one. So I would have thought in that case, it's shame ola is echad, and the shame neder is echad. So if I'm able to make a single set out of both sets of variables, then tiskele ben nesachim dechat, maybe that would be sufficient to bring one nesachim to cover both. Therefore, kamashmalan, that actually you need nesachim for each separate korban, even if you're exactly the same in both variables, the type of korban and the type of mokar of the chiyuv. Okay, excellent. Now, but getting back to the brayta, Rabbi Yoshia, you never explained, according to Rabbi Yoshia, why I need the pasuk min ha-bakar o min ha-tzon. So, remember, in the brayta, Rabbi Yoshia said, why do I need min ha-bakar o min ha-tzon? That's to tell me, not a oath, right? Rabbi Yonatan said, no, that's not to tell me, not an oath. That's to tell me that I only actually have to bring one carbon if I make a neder, not both a bokar and son. Okay, but we never did explain what Rabbi Yoshia uses the word oath for. So what does he do with min ha-bakar o min ha-tzon, according to Rabbi Yoshia? Says the Gemara, because I might have thought that the chiyuv of bringing separate nesachim for every type of korban, where we're talking about two different types of animals, betray meaning. If you only have one type of animal, so then maybe you could get away with bringing one type of nesachim. Kamash malan, that even if it's the same animal, you still need separate nesachim. Okay, fair enough, because after all, according to Rabbi Yoshia, we never proved that. And how about the pasuk that comes later and says, Kacha tasu le'echad. So this is what you're supposed to do, le'echad kemisparam. Note the pasuk, kemispar asher tasu, kacha tasu le'echad kemisparam. So what exactly does that say? I mean, didn't we just go through hell to figure out that everyone needs its own nesachim? So what's this adding? You should do this for every single one. I mean, that was like exactly what we just proved. No, because, remember, we have not yet taken into consideration the fourth variable. The fourth variable is the hamakriv, the person who's bringing it. Now, that adds an additional question. How are you bringing it? Are you bringing them together? Are you bringing them at different points? So, salka daitramina, hani mili bizeh achar zeh. The chiyav of needing the nesachim for every one, that's all true in all of the cases of the variables that we spoke about, but only on condition that they are actually being brought separately. If the guy shows up, now with first of all, he makes the Kedusha with one neder, and he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash as a fulfillment of that one neder. So if it's Bevat Achat, so then Tiskele Ben Asachim Techad, each giving a carbon and bringing a carbon separately requires a nesachim. Kamash malan, no. Doesn't matter under any and all circumstances. I don't care about not only the first three variables, which is the type of carbon, the type of animal, the type of chiyav for the carbon. I also don't care about hamakriv, you see? That's the fourth variable. So even if you bring it separately or you bring it together, it makes no difference to me. You're never going to be able to get away with just one nesachim to cover it. Wow. What a beautiful analysis of the pasuk. Come on, guys. All of you sitting over there with your cups of coffees and nobody's even showing their face, you know, and I got to sit here and use my imagination, like Anna Green Gables. I feel over here wearing my Quincy dress, and I'm pretending that I'm looking great. Man, oh man. Yeah, yeah, a little bit of a heart going up the side of a screen is supposed to satisfy my need for love. Give it up, man. Okay, so let's continue. Let's continue here with the Mishnah. So the next thing that the Mishnah said was that the Chatas of the Metzerah and the Asham of the Metzerah, those are different, and they actually do need Nisachim. How do we know all of that? Let's take a look at the Braita, the Tanna Rabban. So we have over here the pasuk of what to do b'yom hashmini. What does a mitzerah do? So b'yom hashmini yikach shnei kvasim tmimim v'kafsa achat bat shnata tmima u'shlosha esronim solet mincha b'lulav hashemen, etc., etc. Okay, so then it's telling me that I have to go ahead, if I can afford it. We'll see the Torah is going to be mechalik in a moment, but if I can afford it, so then I need to bring a mincha haba'ah im hazevach. So we're talking about over here, minchas nesachim. He has to bring three kvasim. One is a chatas, one is the asha mitzera, and one is an eila. So he has to bring one isarim for each one of these kvasim, and that's three esronot, which is the standard. So if the Torah says you have to bring three esronot, obviously that means that even though one is the chatas, which doesn't normally take a nesachim, and one is an asham, which doesn't normally take nesachim, in this case, the mitzorah does have to bring the nesachim with all three. Now, wait a minute. How do you know that? Maybe this is like a different carbon. You're saying this, it refers to the Yisaron, which is the Nesachim, each Yisaron being the Nesachim for the particular carbon. Who says? I mean, the Torah is giving you a list of Chiyuvim. I don't know. Maybe the Mitzvah has got a Chiyuv of bringing a Chatas, an Asham, an Eila, and these three Menachas. Who's to say that these Menachas are there because of the animal korbanos? Ata Omer, you're telling me it's a mincha habayim mazevach, which makes it into a nesachim. Maybe not. Maybe these are simply new chiyuvim, a mincha haba'ah bifnei atzma, and a mitzvah has to bring a normal mincha. I mean, like, what makes you think it's a mincha nesachim? Ah, because then, later on, what does it say? Ve'ela ha-kohen et ha'ola ve'et ha-mincha. Now, wait a second. If the Ola is coming together with the mincha, so then clearly we're talking about the type of mincha that's being brought together with the zevach. Okay, but it didn't say anything about wine. So maybe you don't bring wine. Adayin eini yodea. I don't know whether it actually needs a regular minchas nesachim. It didn't say a word about that. So I don't know. Eini yodea im tu'una nesachim im lav. Therefore, the pasuk has to continue. Talmud lomar. That's why it says not in the parsha of Mitzorah, but in the parsha of the Nesachim, we needed to have the Torah being merames, which we didn't understand why it would say it. Remember, we asked, why does the pasuk continue to say, v'yayin lanesach rivi'ita hinta'aseh again? Alo lao la zevach, like evesachad, that was totally repetitious. What was that? That is exactly talking about mitzerah. The word eila, of course, is totally extra unless it's referring to the eila's mitzerah. And then the zevach that comes with that eila is a reference to the chatas of the mitzerah. And the o that comes together with that is a reference to the asha mitzerah. So then that means put together the two parshias of mitzerah and the parshas nesachim, account for all of the extra words, and what do you come out with? This tremendous chiddush that all three korbanos of the mitzerah asher require Nesachim, despite the fact that they normally would never take Nesachim. And couldn't we learn both of them from the Zevach? I mean, Chatas and Asham are both Zevachs, and they're both needed to be taught. I mean, why do I need O? Why is one better than the other? Neither of them would normally take it, because after all, when it came to the Karban of a Nazir, we learn in a Braita that over there, we ask, how do we know that if a Nazir wants to burn his hair, he can burn it underneath his chatas or his asham, even if he didn't burn his hair under the El Nazir, which is the way he was supposed to. And instead of burning it under the shlomim, which is the El Nazir, he would be yotze if he burns his hair under the chatas for asham. In order to make that clear, says the Gemara, it says in the pasuk, zevach. Why does it say zevach? That zevach is to teach me any zevach. Any zevach meaning what? Chatas or asham. So how come over there just the word zevach was enough to include either chatas for asham, and yet when it comes over here, it's not enough to include either. We need to have the O to tell me either. Ah, because obviously there's a big difference. If you're talking about the nuz, why not? What's the difference between the chatas and the asham? They're both coming for the same idea. We're bringing the chatas and the asham in order to be mater him, to be able to drink wine, and to be betamil amesim, and so on. But over here, the chatas and the asham of the mitzera are two completely different things. The asham of the mitzera is entirely part of the seder of the tahira. And the chatas of the mitzera is in order to be mechaper on him from the avera that brought him his tzaras. So it's coming for two different purposes. Therefore, we need two separate pasuk. That's why the zevach itself, without the O, would not be enough to include both of them. We have to have both. So, I'm wondering how far I can go. Can I keep going? You people who aren't even here, you don't have a vote, so it doesn't make any difference because you're not here. You come here just to be negative? What are you, Wynet? The New York Times? You're showing up for one purpose only, to screw up the world? Man, oh man. What happened, Rich? I'll tell you what happened. By not having your face there, you weren't able to follow a word of this. You know, they say that dementia is caused by this disconnection. Your hearing goes bad. Your brain goes bad. Vision goes bad. Brain goes bad. Connection goes bad. Brain goes bad. So obviously, the more you disconnect and the less presence your face has in the dafyomi, there's a clear-cut, scientifically proven, direct connection to dementia based on how much of the daf yomi you're attendant to. This has been proven in 30 different tests of 451,000 adults. And I'll send you all the data as soon as I ask Grok for it. But...
Rabbi, you're just too young for me. I can't keep up with your energy and your what do you call it?
But Richie, the energy comes from the daf. It's not put into the daf, Rich.
Huh?
It comes from the daf, the energy. How about if we go just a little bit further, or you don't even want a little bit further? I mean, we're getting so close, you know?
I'm for it.
Rich, I think you're outvoted. I think you're outvoted.
In that case, I'm going to run off to my minion otherwise.
Your minion or your bed, Rich? Okay, a minion will let you go. There's also additional data about minyanim for dementia.
But I'll catch up tomorrow and let the other people enjoy it.
Okay, sweetheart. Nice to have you, Rich. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Gold tooth. Wow. Okay, so let's see where we get up to. I lost my place.
English.
sense. So we talked about what the nafkamina is between the nazir and the case. All right, so we got up to the question about the aisle, I think, right? Okay. So getting back to the Braita that we had in Amud Aleph, we said, why does it say Zevach? Zevach comes to teach me that the Chatas of the Mitzvah also requires, very unusually, it requires Nisachim. Maybe it's not referring to Mitzvah at all. Maybe it's actually referring to the Chatas and the Ashram of a Nazir. I mean, how were you so sure that we've got to be talking about a mitzora? I mean, you were so triumphant about that. Oh, what could this be coming for? That's got to be coming to tell me a mitzora. But remember, the Asham Nazir also, we never had information about. And now we need to have a pasuk to tell me that the Asham Nazir, and I mean, after all, I mean, the Asham Nazir is very, very different. The Chatas is very different because they were things that he became chayav on by making himself a nazir. So maybe that's like more similar to the idea of neder v'nadev, you know? No. Lo sakadaita, I'll tell you. Because the braita that talks about the chiyuvim of the nazir, darshins, uminchatam v'nizkehem. So that's what it says about the nazir. Take the salmatzot. What is that sal matzot? Sal matzot, they have chalot pelulot b'shemen, rekike matzot b'shuchim b'shemen. So remember, we have chalot and rekikin. And at the end of that pasuk, it says, u'minchatam v'nizkehem. What are those minchatam and nizkehem referring to? Those are referring to the oila and the shalomim of the nazir, which, after all, like any other oila and shalomim, require nechasim. You say, Ataomer, says the bright that it's talking about Olato and Shlomav. Maybe it even includes the Chatas. And that way, you'd have to bring a Nesokim for the Chatas. Talmud Lomar, to make that clear, it says in the Pasuk, V'et ha'ayil yaseh zevach shlamim, u'minchato v'nizko. Now, I ask you, why did it have to say the dinim of the Nesach on the aisle? An aisle, after all, is like any other El Nazir. It's just a shlamim. And we know that an aisle of a shlamim needs to have a mincha. That we learned beferish right over here. It says, Ola aisle ta'aseh mincha. So why do we need to talk about it separately? The lama yatsa, la'aki she'lav, to tell me. Just like an aisle, which is a shlomi, is miyuchad that it comes b'neder b'nedavah. So too, only things that come b'neder b'nedavah, mashenkin the chatas and the asham of a nazir, do not come b'neder b'nedavah. So therefore, the o zevach can't be referring to a nazir, it's got to be referring to the chatas and asham of a mitzera. And then the brachah said the ola refers to the olas mitzera. Maybe the Eula refers to an Eulas Yoledes. An Eulas Yoledes is another example of someone who brings an Eula, but has to bring that Eula. And therefore, I need to know if it requires an Esachim, it would need a special rebuy. So maybe that's good for the Kiddush in the Pasuk that repeats the Eula, instead of saying it's referring to the Eula of Mitzera. Why not say that it's the Eula of a Yoledes, which is a Chiyav? Amar Abaye, I know the Eula of a Yoledes, but the end of the Pasuk, like the Braita points out, Rabbi Natan Omer, La Keves. So here is the whole Pasuk. V'yayin l'nesech revi'i ta'in ta'aseh al ha'ola, ola zevach, La Keves se'echad. Now, what in the world is that referring to? So here's how to understand that. La Keves is referring to the Olas Yoledes, because what in the world else are we possibly missing that we haven't discussed? And then when it says La Keves Ha'echad, this is a reference to another crazy case. That case is that somebody made a mistake in counting the number of animals that were coming out of the yard through the door when he was making his meitzer, for his meitzer behema. And he made a mistake, and he called the 11th one to come out, he called it number 10. And the Pasuk tells us that that is also brought as a carbon, like meitzer, and it's brought as a shlamim. So I would have thought that in this case, you can't bring a carbon shlamim of that's made as a mistake and bring it with its nesachim, because if it would really have been a meiser, it would not have required nesachim. So it's crazy to say that it's not really meiser, so therefore it's more chomer than the meiser. If it would have been the meiser, it would not have taken nesachim, as we just saw. So now that we're going to bring it as a shlomim instead of the normal meiser, it's going to require nesachim. Don't we have a normal, a klal? Lo tehei tafel chamor min haikar. Something that's a derivative is never more chamor than the essential thing that it was derived from. And if this is just a derivative of meiser, why would it be more chamor than the meiser itself? That's why we need this pasuk, this special pasuk, to tell me that even ha'echad, meaning the extra echad asar, incredible remez in the pasuk, the echad asar that you call the eser, that echad also requires a nesachim. Rava says, I have a brilliant answer. How do I know we're talking about a mitzvah? And we're not talking about, like you say, maybe we're talking about Yoledes, maybe we're talking about a nazir. Nonsense, my boy. It's a very straightforward limud, and it's very brilliant. What is there in all of the Torah that would have required three separate ribuyim? We have ha'ola, we have lezavach, and we have o. So tell me, what would require three ribuyim? There's only one case that has three different animals that require a special ribuy to bring the sarkim. And that is the Mitzera, and only the Mitzera, who has to bring a Chatas, an Ashem, and an Eila. Don't talk to me about it being a Nazir, because the Nazir has a Chatas, Eila, Ashem, and a Shlamim. So therefore, I would have needed to talk about a Nazir for Ribuyim, and don't talk to me about the Yoledet. This is the case. It's got to match up with the three separate Ribuyim. Okay. Why do I need the Pasuk La'ayel? What's that coming to tell me? Oh, La'ayel. So that, I mean, that comes in the middle of nowhere. Oh, La'ayel, ta'aseh, min chatzolat, we already knew that before. What's the Oh, La'ayel telling me? That's coming to tell me the Elei Shel Aaron that was brought on Yom HaKippurim. That also needs Nesachim. I know that. Elei Shel Aaron? I know that because it's brought on a moed. And you said, b'moedechem, any chiyuv that's brought on a moed is going to require nesachim. Why wouldn't that include Eilo Shel Aaron? Ah, because salkadai tachan amili ditzibur, avol deyachid lo. I might have thought that only includes karbonais of a tzibur. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean literally of a tzibur, right? Because before we said it includes the eilas re'iyah, and it includes Shalmei Chagiyah, so those things are b'moadechem, they're certainly not korbanos of a tzibur. But remember the klal. Kol sheba b'kinufia, things that are brought with the entire tzibur needing to bring them, like a korban pesach, or like the oleis re'iyah for everyone coming into the Beis HaMikdash, that we refer to in a very general way as a korban tzibur, a kinufia korban. So in that, that's why we refer to carbon pesach. It's a carbon tzibur. It's not really a carbon tzibur brought with the funds of the tzibur. But since it's brought by kenufia, we view it as a carbon tzibur. So if it wouldn't have been la'ayo, I would have thought, ani nili did tzibur. Aval de yachid lo. That carbon that's brought by Aaron himself should not need nesachin. Kamash malan, that it does.
So remember what we essentially did is we went through the four different elements that go into determining what exactly the nesachim should be on a carbon. And we talked about the name of the animal. So we had the bakar and the tzon. And we spoke about the source of the chiyuv, whether it was a neder or beneder or benedava. And we spoke about the question of whether it was the yochid or the rabin. And we spoke about the question of whether what the intent was of the person who was bringing it. And that had to do with whether it was brought simultaneously, it was brought separately. And we ended up defining from the pasuk the fact that every single one of those elements is independently mechayev a separate nesachim. So even if you would put together the same set, in that it was the same type of animal, it was the same type of korban, it was the same type of basis of chiyuv, and it was brought together, it was brought separately, it would make no difference. It was with many, many ribuyim. It turned out that every single one of those chiyuvim was a separate chiyuv. Then we went into the special cases in order to understand where we would find a chatas or an osham that would also be brought with nesachim. And we went into the sugya of the nazir, the yoledet, because there that was a chiyuv. And we went into the longer issue of the mitzora, where we had also the osha mitzera and the chatas and the eila, and we had special psukim that we learned that taught us that there was a chiyuv between the two parshiyos of shlach and the parsha that we have next this week, actually, of tazria mitzera. We ended up finding the ramazim, all of the ramazim, for the mitzora. So we ended up needing three different ramazim there for the three korbanos of the mitzera. And we had left off yesterday with still trying to understand why the pasuk is said, had to mention again ola ayil at the end. So if you don't mind, let's start there. Ola ayil lamali. So we've been looking at all of the pasukim and the repetition of once again telling me what the need was over here for the nesachim of the Shora Echad and then La'ayil. So we needed to understand that. That's where we were up to yesterday. I would say it's about a third of the way up. O La'ayil Ma Tamud Lomar. Is that correct? I mean, that's what I remember. It was the last thing that we had learned. So why does the Torah have to say also the pasuk of Ola Ayil? Because remember that the Torah already said beferish what the dinim are of every single one of the korbanos, including the Ayil. Why are we now repeating it again at the end of the story when we've already learned it before? Answers the Gemara, Fisha Matzino Shechileka Katuv, Bein Niske Ben Shana LeNiske Ben Shtayim. Look, a keves is within its first year. That's called Ben Shana. Remember, in the Torah, we call the Ben Shana within its year. The post-Ben Shana is already called Ben Shtayim. So in other words, what we would call a one-year-old in the reference in English or the way that people speak today in Hebrew is in the Torah called a Ben Shtayim. So the fish...
Is Rebbe sure we did the whole Palgas sure? It could be I faded out, but I don't remember the Palgas. I thought it was Ola Ayil Lamali that we're up to. Anybody else?
Sorry?
I thought we were up to Ola Ayil Lamali, the Rebbe, the Palgas. If I forgot it, I forgot it.
I think Rebbe's in the right place.
Fine. Okay.
No, I think actually Barney is in the right place. I think we had started it. You're right, Alon. We started, and then I said, "No, it's too much for one day." He's right. All right, so let's try that again. Okay. All right then. So right after the story of the Yoledet, we are up to the earlier Ola Ayil, which is actually about halfway the way up. And that was the earlier reference to the early Ayil. So why do we need the pasuk to tell me Ola Ayil? That is coming to be Marba the Palgas. So remember, the Palgas is the 13, within the 13 month. So it's post, it's basically a teenager. So a teenaged keves is a Palgas. before it becomes an ayo. This is only true of the male, as we'll see, not of the kivsa. So the male keves, as long as it's within its first year, is called a keves, and it gets the revi'a sahim. But then when it says ola ayo, it's coming to tell me that during its teenage month, so the 13th month of its life, it's called a palgas. So what do we do with that? Is it brought as a ayo, in which case it needs a shlishi sahin, or is it brought as a keves, in which case it needs a revi'a sahin? Comes along the pasuk to say ola ayo, that there's an adjunct to an ayo, which is a palgas, and therefore it requires the larger nesachim of an ayo. Says the Gemara, this is all very nice according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that an ayo, a palgas, is actually a different, it's not a keves, and it's the palgas is neither a keves nor an ayo. So let's say somebody makes a neder that he's going to bring a keves, and he makes another neder that he's going to bring an ayo. What's the din if he brings a palgas? He's not yotze either. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that it's a separate birya, we understand why I need a pasuk to tell me what to do with it. And we saw this in the Mishnah in Parah, the Tanan. Hikrivo, if you brought a palgas, mevi alav niske ayu, but eno olo lo mizivcho. It doesn't count either towards a carbon keves, or towards a korban of an ayil. And Rabbi Yochanan says, this ola ayil is the mocker for that din, that it's the rabot et apalgas. But if you learn according to Bar Pada says, you can go and bring a palgas, and you can make a tanai. You bring the nesachim of a ayil, and you say like this, in the event that this is, and it's clearly a suffix, if this palgas is really an ayel, so then all of this is his. If it's really only chayev in a keves, so then the extra nesachim that I'm bringing that would be good for an ayel, those are going to be just a nedava, and it's not part of this matana. It's a separate matana that I'm bringing. So according to Bar Pada, obviously there's no pasuk, because I mean, I don't need a pasuk to tell me what I don't know. I only need a pasuk. I need a pasuk to tell me what is actually unknown. So according to Bar Pada, I can make it tonight. That means that it's simply a suffix that we have, what the halacha is. So I certainly, itzrich krala bruya sveika. I mean, according to Bar Pada, we can't have a pasuk to tell me that this din of a palgas, as if the pasuk doesn't know what the din is. It's telling us what to do in a suffix. That makes no sense. Says the Gemara, you're right. This O, Labar Pada, is actually kasha. We don't have a solution to why it says O, La'ayo, according to Bar Pada. Now, there's also one additional pasuk that we have not analyzed yet, and that is Kocha Yeaseh L'shar Ha'echad, O La'ayo Ha'echad, O La'aseh Bakvasim, O Ve'izim. So what in the world is this? We've learned all of these things before. This is Pasuk Yod Aleph. All the way back in Pasuk Tes, it says Beferish. V'ikriva ben abakar minchasolet shlosh esronim balul b'shem ha-chatziyahim. Why are we starting again with a shor ha-echad? Matam ha-domar. Lefi shamatzino shechilek ha-katuv ben niskei ayil and niskei keves. Look, didn't we find that there's a big difference between what nesachim you have to bring in the same animal, just a question of how old it is. So if it's within its first year, it only needs a revi'a sahin. But if it's in its second year, it needs much more. It needs a shlishi sahin. So maybe that same idea we're supposed to understand is going to apply also between a calf and a bull. Yochel nechalek b'niske par b'niske egel. So it makes sense that if we find that there's a nafkamina in the tzon, there should be a nafkamina in the bakar. So even though in the original pasuk that we learned to par echad, I might think that's only a par, if it's already a grown parent in its second year? What if it's an eagle and it's in its first year? Where do I know that the eagle has to also have a full chatziyahin, which is six lugin? Talmud Lomar, that's why it repeats over here, l'shor ha'achad, any shor at all. Okay, and why in the second pasuk do we have again a reference to Ola Ayo? When we just analyzed the Ola Ayo before to tell me the Palgas, that's because you might have thought that since there's such a difference between the Keves and the Ayo, we should also Yochol Nechalek Beniske Ben Shtayim Leniske Ben Shalosh. Maybe there should also be a difference in the Nesachim that we bring for a fully mature sheep. Talmud Lomar, O Ayel Echad, no matter how old it is, if it's a male sheep and it's called an Ayel, it's a ram, doesn't matter if it's 3 years old or if it's 2 years old, it's exactly the same. And then why does it repeat Ola Se Bakvasim Matamud Lomar? Since we've already learned that five circum ago. We see that when it comes to the male, there's a difference between its 1 year old, meaning within its first year, and after its 1 year old. So maybe we should say the same thing for a female. And Yochol Nechalek Beniske Kivsa Leniske Rechela. So if Mary had a little lamb, and the question is, if that lamb grows up, then maybe if you're bringing it, and it's a two-year-old, a ewe, so maybe a ewe is the same as a ram, and it should be also a shlishitahin instead of a viesahin. Talmud Lomar, Ola Sebak Vasim, to teach me that no matter what type of Sebak Vasim, if it's a female, then there's no distinction that's made between its age. And then the last words, which talks about Obizim, why do we need once again a mention of goats? Normally, we consider Tzon to include both Izim and Kvasim. So until now, we've been talking about either Tzon or Bakar. Why are we mentioning Beizim? Ah, that's because since when it comes to the sheep family of Tzon, there's a difference between Niske Keves and a Niske Ayo. So I might think that when it comes to the goat family of Tzon, Yochol Nechalek Be Niske Gedi Le Niske Sa'ir. If you're bringing a Gedi, which is the equivalent, the first within the first year, so it's a kid. The kid is called a kid, whether it's a goat or a sheep, which is why we view the Tzon as one thing. So I might think maybe in the goat family as well, once it becomes mature and it's in its second year, and now it's called a soyer, it does not have a din of a tzon, because now already it's a mature tzon. So now it should need the ayel type of nesachim, and we should have to bring four instead of three. Talmud Lomar, Ova Izim, any age goat. You got that, Richie? Old goats are viewed the same as young goats. That's as far as your tainus yesterday about being an old goat and so on. We do not accept it, sorry. And so, Obe Izim actually is there. That's why I wanted to finish up the sugya yesterday, Richie, just to show you that the Gemara itself goes against you. But anyway, it's good to have it today, too. So therefore, we now know any goat of any age, an old goat or a young goat, has the same din. Omer of Papa, you know, Rava once tried to trick us up with a bechina when we were in his yeshiva, Badiklan Rava, and he wanted to know if we really understood this, because it's a pretty complicated parsha. And so he gave us a question, and he said, how many nesachim would you use, three or four, for a rechela? Bekama. So what if it's a you? So he wanted to see whether they would make the mistake of making that cheshbon, thinking that they're like really smart, that, oh, if there's a difference between a male young sheep and a male mature sheep, there should be the same thing with a female. And actually, we didn't really know the correct answer from the pasuk, which we all just learned, so we know the answer. But we did bring him a raya from the Mishnah, which is a beautiful raya, from the Mishnah in Shkolim. So the Mishnah in Shkolim describes the tickets that you used to bring. Now, I mean, we've been talking about all of these dinim as if people bring these things from their home. But people don't bring these things from their home. As we saw before, the Beis Din actually makes sure that all of these things are good, and the Gizbar generally takes care of it in advance. If you want to bring Nesachim with your Karban, you go over to a window, and you pay for them, and you get a ticket. And the ticket says what type of Nesachim you paid for, whether it was the par, or whether it was the aisle, or whether it was the keves. And you would get that ticket, bring it to the Kohen that was going to bring the Nesachim, and he would exchange it for the actual Nesachim at a counter, and he would bring those Nesachim for you, which was not only much more efficient, and which assured the proper prices also in the Beis HaMikdash, as we saw before, that they actually line up the price in advance, and therefore we know, even if there's changes, what it is that Beis Din is going to be getting. And they also make sure that everything is tahar, and they also make sure that everything is of the highest quality, so that there won't be a problem of tumim. And it says over there that there were actually only, we didn't have separate tickets. The gedi, the ticket that said on it a gedi, was the same thing that was used for Nizke Tzon. So one of these tickets said gedi, and whatever type of tzon you were bringing, whether it was a sheep or whether it was a goat of any sex except for a mature male, which was an ayel, would be covered by gedi. If it was an ayel, then you use the ayel ticket. But that shows that the gedi is used for all types of tzon, no matter what age, gedolim, ketanim, no matter what sex, zecharim or nekevot, except for the single case of the ayel. And that had a separate ticket. So we brought him a raya. You see from this Mishnah that when it comes to sheep, goat, there's no difference in the age and no difference in the sex other than the male sheep, as opposed, which was the ram, the ayel, as opposed to the goats. That was a pretty smart raya, so he couldn't really fail them on their test, but we would have preferred that they knew the drasha from the pasuk that we just finished.